Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel. It's episode 2 of our epic journey where I hack. Well, what do I try to hack? On episode 1, we got on a train at King's Cross. We're heading north. Chris is in the dark. It's where I like him. And I'm trying to help him chill out. So today, we start on the train, doing what we do best, sharing food and falling out.
Where are we, Rich?
I think we're on the approach to, well, probably about 5 minutes away from Newcastle, maybe?
Well, got an idea.
Go on.
Sweets.
Yeah, we got some.
I want some sweets.
You can have some. You've got your Candy Kittens Sour Watermelon Palm Oil Free. And I have my Waitrose Fruit Jellies.
Yeah, but, well, no. We both have them. We bought them together to share.
We paid for them together, but you chose your vegan sour watermelon things. I chose my Nan's fruit jellies.
I'm having some of those fruit jellies.
Yeah, but I don't really want any of your watermelon things. I don't like sour sweets.
Have some watermelons. I'll open the watermelons, yeah? You have one.
Well, I'll try one. I'm not expecting to like it.
All right, here we go. Does it look like a watermelon?
No, it looks like a cat. It looks like, I'll tell you what it looks like. It's kind of like slightly smaller than a Percy pig. It's the colours of a Percy pig, it's kind of like pink and almost sort of like rhubarb and custard coloured.
I'll get candy kittens, that's what it looks like. That.
Candy kittens. But sour watermelon flavour. Right, let's stick this in.
Oh man.
Not as sour as I thought.
No, it's not. It doesn't taste like watermelon either, really.
It tastes like watermelon, right? In any way, shape or form, actually.
Oh, it's good. A lot of
businesses too. No, all right.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll have some more of them.
All right, help yourself.
Thank you.
Right, as I will be helping myself to, quotation marks, your fruit jellies at some point.
We will be arriving in the Toon,
right,
soon.
Yeah.
When we pull up at Newcastle, should we do the scratch card?
No. Nope.
Oh.
Absolutely not. How much money do we have at the moment?
£7,000.
There you go. When we leave Newcastle, we'll still have £7,000.
Oh. That's your logic.
Yep.
Okay. Sales check, 1:15. We are north of Newcastle. It's kind of about to embark onto the most beautiful part of the journey, which is the bit that goes right along the side of the East Coast. Holy Island, Lindisfarne. No fog on the Tyne today, which is a shame.
There's a few places, but...
I see we're breaking out the games.
Well, I don't know about you. I'm getting a bit bored.
Well, I've been enjoying the peace and quiet. But I'm up for a game.
I've got a couple of games in me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd start with this one.
Okay.
What top trumps, though, I hear you ask?
What top trumps have we got?
I'm going to just take out the random ones. Okay. Here's top trumps. Awesome animals.
And the rich.
That won't make the edit.
It will.
That awesome animals. What did you say?
Which one of these is mine? Is that yours?
You have drunk more than me.
All right. That's a sick burn.
What's that mean?
Doesn't matter. You play top trumps a lot?
Not for a while.
These feel brand new. I must have gotten from Abel and she's never played.
Sick burn.
Doesn't work in that context. I mean, I guess it sort of could, but...
If Mabel said it.
Maybe.
Who is Mabel?
Mabel is...
There might be people who are listening who don't know who Mabel is.
Oh, yeah. So Mabel's Polly's sister.
Cool. That explains it. Can I look at my cards here?
You can.
Okay, cool.
I only need a top one, though.
And so I can't shuffle them?
No.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Sorry.
Who's going first?
Your game.
I don't know what's good and what's bad, so I'm just going to use mischief.
I know this is the awesome animal set. Why would mischief be good? There's nothing awesome about being mischievous.
Oh, there's series.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's your mischief?
You say yours first.
Or do I say what I've got?
Yeah.
Do I say the number or do I say the animal I've got?
Yeah. We'll do both eventually. I don't mind what order you do it.
Okay, I've got mischief 90.
90?
90. Oh, man, mine's only 56. What's yours?
I've got the Sumatran tiger.
Tell me something about the Sumatran tiger. Mischievous.
I just thought they're hungry. Did you know that female tigers care for their young alone while the males have absolutely no involvement?
Is that really what it says?
Yeah.
Sick. Burn.
Sick burn. And there'd be a case for a Sumatran tiger child support agency.
There would.
There was. What is your less mischievous animal?
A sea snake. Which, to me, automatically sounds more mischievous.
Not really. What are they going to do?
The sea snake has a paddle-shaped tail that helps it move through the water. Take two.
Where is a sea snake, not a serpent?
Is that a joke?
Or an eel?
Well, it's no. An eel is a type of fish. Put both your cards to the back.
Okay.
My one and your one. And now you call.
90 for a Sumatra target.
Yeah. Weight.
Oh, mine was nothing. 1.5.
1,200.
What?
What is your puny little awesome animal? How awesome can an animal be if it weighs less than some bags of like flour?
Well, because of how fast mine is. Mine is a peregrine falcon.
Okay.
So it's super fast. It can be found living on all continents except Antarctica.
Cool.
It's now in your pack.
Mine was Rothschild's giraffe.
Oh, beautiful.
Being that I'm in control, do I still call the shots?
Keep going, mate.
Great, all right. Speed.
110.
Ah,
voila.
Bollocks. 88.
I'm a cheater.
I'm an Atlantic puffin. Iceland is home to 60% of the world's Atlantic puffins. But the Atlantic puffin card is now yours.
Thanks, mate. Cheaters have been between 2,000 and 3,000 spots. All right, this is a good one. This is a good one. Wait.
What?
Wait.
For what? You still got 19 hours left with me.
Mass.
181.
160.
Ooh, that was tight.
I was a sand tiger shark.
I would. Ooh. Say again, sorry, what?
Rubbish.
Oh, rubbish, yeah, sorry. Oh no, that's not rubbish, is it? That's your Leandro Trossard.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, thank you. Dallas. I'm a Westland Lowland gorilla.
Ah, good one.
Did you know
Gorillas have unique nose prints like the human fingerprint, which can be used to identify individuals. Imagine if you were a gorilla and you were arrested for stealing wine in a spa shop and you got your nose printed. Isn't that fascinating?
It is fascinating. I would hate to be the arresting officer in that situation.
Do you think gorillas have bogeys?
What?
With a big old nose, isn't it?
Of course they have bogeys.
Really?
Yeah. I think all mammals, in some way,
do agree,
will have will snot in some
I don't
way.
Think so, because the reason we have bogeys,
all right,
is to be almost sort of like, it's like a hygiene thing for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas animals eat shit, so they don't.
Right.
They don't have that same level of hygiene.
Right. So you're saying that no mucus ever comes out of the nostril of another mammal?
I'm saying that if you are a Westland Lowland gorilla,
yeah,
you chuck shit about, which is what they do.
Now, hang on a second. This is massively discriminatory against.
No, but it's what they do. It is what they do. It is what they do.
Do that kind of thing.
I've been to zoos. It's what they do.
Right.
Humans do that side of thing, but
yeah,
if you're a human that throws poo around, you're generally in some kind of facility.
Yeah, and where did you see the gorilla?
In a zoo. But my point is, if you do that, it is less likely that you have evolved to have bogeys.
Right, okay. Other than us both acknowledging that caged animals throw their crap around, we've got nowhere.
Cuteness.
Oh, I've got a good one here, 87.
Oh, it's the tightest so far, I've got 90.
Oh, come off, Phil.
What have you got?
I'm a red panda.
I am a caracal.
Let's have a look at that. I'm sorry, that's not cuter than that.
I agree, actually.
I've been ripped off there.
In the spirit.
Right.
In the spirit.
Yep.
Of spending a day together.
Yep.
To disagree with the Top Trump organisation and give you my card. Yep.
There's absolutely no way I'm accepting that, because any win I have will be tainted.
Okay.
And I'm not prepared to win tainted.
Okay. Let's go cuteness again then. How about that?
I'm off it. 8.
95.
Saltwater crocodile. What's 95? What's cuter than red panda? Show me.
A fennec fox.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it melts my heart.
Nothing cute about a crocodile.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a dry inbox we're going to have.
Why don't we put this clip in into all the other episodes, like before where the ad break goes, with a funny line that no one will really understand and they'll only get if they've listened all the way through to this point?
So are you telling me that we're going to put a clip in every single previous episode that goes, do you know what? I've forgotten to mention the email address. It's not going to make any sense to them.
What is the email address?
TravelHackerPodcast@gmail.com.
Boo! Come on then.
Mischief 21.
I think.
Oh, 64. Take that. I'm a capybara.
Oh, I'm a red kangaroo. What's.
A capybara is the world's largest rodent and it's often described as a water pig and it needs to stay in the water to remain hydrated.
It was mischievous.
They have dry skin and rely on taking a dip to stay healthy.
That's not very mischief, is it? What? I've got a red kangaroo.
They like playing knockdown ginger.
I've got a red kangaroo. I caught that. Red kangaroos are more likely to play knockdown ginger.
Why's that?
Well, because they've got like those punching front arm things, haven't they?
Yep. Give it to me.
And, you know, they're quite mischievous, like hanging around in their mother's little pouch, aren't they?
I'm not saying I agree with any of this, but rules is rules. Okay. Oh, yeah, this is a great one. Absolutely right. Give me a card.
What's yours?
Yeah, but you might as well give it to me now, because there's no point in playing this round.
I'll play it anyway.
Why don't we just do it? Why don't you just give me a card and we'll never mention this round?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cuteness.
58.
89. Thank you. Bye.
What have you got?
Giant panda. Thank you.
Oh, that's really cute. Nothing cute about an aardvark. Surprised it's as high as 58.
No, they're like kind of cute in their meanness, aren't they? Well, tough one, this one. Speed.
40.
75. Who's today?
Ostrich. That's faster than I thought. Measured in kilometres per hour, by the way, for those playing along at home.
Thank you.
Now,
48 miles per hour then.
I've lost. Mine is 40. But the animal that I've got, I didn't think it was as fast as 40 kilometres per hour.
What is it?
An octopus. How are you moving that fast with eight limbs and a bulbous body?
I mean, maybe the eight limbs helps.
Not really, because they're not fins, are they?
No. Maybe they... That doesn't matter. Oh, here's another cute one. Cuteness.
45.
88, meerkat.
Wow.
Once again, disputing the rating here. There is nothing cute other than the name of the honey badger.
Oh, I love the honey badger.
Yeah, they're the most, some of the most vicious animals in the world.
Absolutely wild.
Yeah.
I've always seen honey badgers being my spirit animal.
Oh, pause the game. What's your spirit animal? Your spirit animal. What's your spirit animal? What is an utterly pointless creature that just lives for stirring up shit? Yes, the honey badger. Whose go is it?
It's mine. Top Trump's rating, simply because I've not done that before.
What's the point of it?
Don't know.
Okay.
Let's have a go. 15.
19.
Oh. I'm a Humboldt penguin.
I'm a harbour seal.
Aquatic.
It's quite arrogant of Top Trump's to have like a Top Trump's rating, isn't it?
It's like they do all that and then they go, oh, here's the better one.
Yeah. I'm a bit bored of this.
Come on, two more rounds, and then we'll count our cards.
Mischief.
Cool, 57.
We're just going through a place I've never heard of, Morpeth.
Morpeth, yeah, I've heard of Morpeth.
What happens in Morpeth?
Dane goes to Safeway every Wednesday.
Never heard of it. You've never been there. Where are we at?
Mischief.
80.
Yellows.
57, Snow Leopard.
Hen Harrier.
Oh, Hen Harry does sound pretty mischievous. Harrying those hens.
In spring, male and female hen harriers exchange their food in midair. It's quite clear, isn't it?
Sounds like a euphemism.
Wait.
Oh, mine's really light, but it's really mental. Black Mamba 1.6.
That's a deadly snake, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am a black rhino, 1,400 kilos.
Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Here's a question for you. How many inches a year does a black rhino's horn grow? Behave.
Six.
Half that, three.
Okay. You'd have thought for a big fella a little more.
It can grow to 5 foot long.
All right. Do you want to keep going or have you had enough?
Let's count up.
All right, okay. Gosh, there's a couple of good ones I didn't get to use here.
Actually, in fairness, no, let's do two more rounds because I've got two cards that I've not seen.
Right, okay, let's do it.
Komodo dragon.
Okay, that's just a word.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No, that's not how it works, is it? Wait.
12.
90.
Oh, marine iguana.
Did you know the Komodo dragons...
Ooh, it's time to be real.
Is it? Let's do it.
Let's be real now.
Nearly time to have made some good.
It's down to me one of us.
Why are we going to do Be Real Inception?
I need to do three, I think, or is it more than
three, two, one.
Where were we? Oh, yeah. Is it my go or is it your go? Who's saying something?
Me, and this is the last round.
All right. I've got a really good one, actually.
Okay. Cuteness.
68.
80.
Oh, come off it. I've got another cappy. Look at that.
You need the shoe. But it's no pygmy hippo, is it?
Ah, it's cheating. It's just a small hippo.
Okay, count them up.
Oh, you've hammered me. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Did you stop at 10?
No, I think when Silas...
12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, I was just seeing a picture of Black Mambo.
They're
Mambo. 17, 18, 19, 20.
I've got 23.
There you are.
I've got 10.
Can we do the scratch card?
No.
Yes, that's right. We spent pretty much the entire episode playing Animal Top Trumps. Sick burn. What does that even mean?
I just put it in the script to see if you'd read it.
Well, I did. More fool me. The travel continues in episode 3, unless you want to get that right now. It still continues in episode 3. It's more about how long you're wanting to wait for it. You can go to patreon.com/travelhacker and have your sick burn now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.